Let's get nuts.
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Scotty Osler.
We got to catch up with the greats.
No doubt about it. Steiny and Guru, two of the greats.
Hey, you cannot be that guy.
You put a banana in my tailpipe, and I don't like it. Oh, boy. But yeah, you tricked me. Because I came in this morning, I'm growing, it's 2026, and I said to myself, I know I would take Kyle 10 times out of 10 over Sirianni.
Okay.
And I was on Sirianni's head. He's a phony, yada, yada, yada. They come back, win the Super Bowl, same with Hurts. Just real quick here. My thing in sports and in life is, and I asked Evan this, how fair is it that I say that I would take Kyle when Sirianni has been to as many Super Bowls and has won one? How disrespectful if we remove the names and just say Steiny won a ring, Guru didn't. How come the guy that got it done doesn't get the benefit of the doubt?
Why did Brad Johnson win a Super Bowl and Marino didn't?
All right, that's what context gives us. Right.
That's what context gives us.
But
we've seen Sirianni do all those things. We've seen Shanahan do everything he's done. It's not disrespect about Sirianni. It's just not, you know what it is? It's just not automatically saying Sirianni's a better coach because he won a Super Bowl. Well, okay, then the discussion's over. But there's got to be context.
He's been to two.
I know his resume, Goo.
Like, let me just finish.
But, like, why are you defending Sirianni?
Because I'm going to do this.
He's not considered an inferior coach.
It's just
to
where
Kyle.
We're at in sports and life. You taking Hurts or Purdy?
That's a good one.
Why is it a good one when one quarterback balled out in two Super Bowls?
Because there's context.
But do you know what that's starting to mean to me? Not your context. It's what you want it to be.
Okay.
We play favorites in this world.
Okay, so Hurts.
Because the bottom line is Hurts. Purdy should not be taking over Hurts. And I was the biggest Hurts detractor. But I'm like, damn, the dude balled out in two Super Bowls. Brock's been to one. Okay. I like Brock. But the damn answer should be the dude named Jalen Hurts that won his time when he went.
Why isn't it?
I don't know.
I do, Guru. Apparently, you just don't want to hear it.
Well, I'm changing.
Not fast enough.
Give it to hear what? But to help me. And I'll let you know if I buy it.
If Brock Purdy had won the Super Bowl with the 49ers teams when they were considered loaded.
Gotcha.
Okay? People would talk about him just like Jalen Hurts. The Eagles had 11 sacks against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
But we could do that all day every day, but we don't.
Okay, so here's the way you want to do it. Let's make a list of the best coaches in the NFL. Okay, Andy Reid's the best. Who's second? Who has two rings? Okay, Sean McVay's got one. He's two. Sirianni's got one. He's three.
I get the joke.
Mike McCarthy was with the Cowboys last year. Yeah. He was better. He won one.
John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh's
Tomlin,
better.
I got
but
it.
But that's not reality. The reality is you can't say all year long and for his entire tenure that Kyle Shanahan is a genius and one of the best coaches in
offense,
football.
Yes.
And if he would lose his job, 10 teams would want him.
Those are facts.
Okay. So he's 99.9% of football fans would say Kyle's a better coach.
I got you. And I'm not running from that. I told you how I feel about Kyle and offense and his brilliance. He's not perfect. And I was on his head, and I think he was a reason he doesn't have a ring. This is not about that. I'm going to just take it to baseball. If I said, okay, I want to invite some of the greatest managers in MLB, are you telling me Dave Roberts wouldn't get an invite? I'm asking you because he had a roster loaded like they have.
You have to take it into consideration. Like, if you want to look at everything like black or white, then Dave Roberts has to be there. He has to be there because what? He's got two or three? Yeah, he's got to be there. He's got three.
I mean, three World Series is.
That's
tough.
You guys can't come. It's fun, but I'm just thinking.
Okay,
like,
no, I know. Hey,
you know, I think we are our society. We just rob and strip people like you did to Brad Johnson. I get that. That might be what we're talking about.
But Sirianni got to coach one of the most loaded teams in NFL history. I mean, he just did, right?
Well, do we do that with Andy now, with Mahomes? Or we didn't know Mahomes was that God champions. Gift. We didn't know Mahomes was the gift to court. You know, a God at the quarterback position, but he had the wherewithal to know to draft him. I'm just putting it out there because we do this all the time with eras, and now you got me with this mindset. I'm thinking, okay, Steve Kerr has four. Is that because he had Steph Curry? Like Phil has Michael, and some people knock Phil because he had Michael, Shaq, and Kobe, and Scottie?
Look at the whole situation. I mean, look at the night. Like, I don't know what you're saying. I mean, you can give him credit for four titles and think that somebody with three is a better coach. Right. Who cares?
I believe if Jerry Sloan had Scottie and Michael, they would have won those titles. And no shade at Steve Kerr. If some other coaches, Tyronn Lue had the KD and Steph and Dre and his pro, they would have won. You know,
I get that, but it feels to me like you want an official list, 1 through 10, and everybody acknowledges it, and let's just go by Super Bowls, or let's just go by NBA titles. And, like, that's kind of, I mean.
No, that will never happen, and I guess I'm just not in.
I mean, here's what bothers me.
But
can I tell you what bothers me?
No, go ahead.
And I've interrupted you more than you have me today.
But we love you. You owe one.
I guess what bothers me is we spend a whole year talking about Kyle Shanahan, coach of the year, coach of the year 38 times, and today, as they're ready to face the Philadelphia Eagles, you didn't want to give me Shanahan with an advantage over Sirianni. Like, that one's the kind that I don't understand. That's what I don't understand.
And I didn't know I was doing that, but I'll tell you this. What if I said, okay, let's give Kyle that, Steiny, in this game with what they're without the Niners?
Okay.
That's not great. That's not good enough.
Okay.
I want our running back or our offensive line to be a reason. The coaching at this juncture, to me, that's not where I want it to be. You are it. I mean, he's a slave to what he's got out there. And I'm not blaming Kyle McDonald.
He deals with the offense mostly.
And he was two stewards of that offense.
Okay, what if they're there Sunday and they don't get anything done offensively?
Then we got – I already told you this is a big project regardless of what happens this playoff for the Niners. But, Steiny, they got to get some weaponry in here, man.
Let me tell you what – and this is not my line.
Right.
This is the boss's line.
Give it to him.
And I'm not pitting fans against each other. I'd rather talk about how we view the Niners going into this specific game against Philadelphia. And he said, I'll tell you right now, if the Eagles lose to the Niners, nobody's going to be saying, well, we didn't have Lane Johnson. Nobody in Philly will say that.
Right, but Steiny, they're
and
so
he's there,
loaded.
Trent Williams.
When you look at the names, I got you.
These are excuses.
But you still got a lot. This team, just look at the defense.
Okay, they have a lot, and yet all year long they're in shambles. That's what I mean.
But you've been the president of the reason they stayed afloat, the Niners, and the defense wasn't able to get exploded all day, every day, was because their schedule
was
soft.
And I still believe that.
But now
you're about to play the Eagles, and
you played Seattle. How did that work out for you?
Exactly.
You know
so this
mean?
Will be the determinant if they're a good team or if they're just, or if it was fool's gold. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Eagles win this game. I'm not saying it'll be right.
Right.
But you're damn right. If the Eagles win this game 20-10, everybody's going to be saying, see, the fool's gold Niners, they're not even close. You win this game against Philly, then now we're saying stuff like, all right, we're in the best eight teams in the league, and we're getting Warner back, and we're getting Bosa back. And if you lose this game, you were 12-5, but you got blown out your last two games,
like against top teams. But I think if they win this game...
Do you want to be compared to top teams or the dreck they played this season? If you're the Niners, the iconic franchise.
I want to be realistic.
Okay.
And I think with what you just said, if somehow they pull this off against Philly outside of Lane Johnson, relatively healthy compared to the Niners, that's a story of how did they do this with what they've been given and where they're at health-wise. No excuses, but I can tell you this right now. I don't care what happens Sunday, Steiny. Would you argue or have a problem with me saying, to-do list for the Niners is to get more explosive on the outside? Even if they don't play the game, that is a factoid. Right. They need to get explosive. But that's, now
why
I feel
are you
like
focusing on the wide receivers? If they lose this game, they got to look at everything.
No, but
everything. That's what I'm saying.
But to scare top tier defenses, Donnie, you got to have something on the
that's
outside.
That's just one. That's
just a component.
That's just one component of a football team. Like, they'll need to look at the line. They'll need to look at McCaffrey.
The linebackers,
and his
the
usage.
Safeties, the
they'll
everything.
Need to look at Kittle's age.
Yeah.
They'll need to look at this young rookie class that played or didn't play or got hurt this year and start talking
all
about how good they
I
really
agree
are.
With.
That's right. You don't win this game, you weren't that good. Can you meet me there? You can't beat Philly on the road. Or No. I'm not going to say okay. that. You get beat to Philly like you did against Seattle.
Come You're telling now. Me the year was stinky.
No, I won't say it was stinky.
Okay, and that's all I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is you'll be further away than you think.
Why do I feel like I already know that answer? Like Philly could just pee in the bed and help you win that game.
Okay.
But, Steiny, what they have to go to-do list is major. And now is not the time. Nobody wants to hear it because it's kind of like, hey, no, enjoy the good times, J.J. Evans.
Okay, it's about good times.
Thing is,
thanks.
No, it's about enjoy the now.
Okay.
We talked about that yesterday,
sure.
right? The best gift God gives us is the present. But the bottom line is what they need to fix in areas of need.
It's amazing.
It's
amazing.
Is a job.
Like, this is what I mean. They went 12-5. We talk about them like they're having a special season, coach of the year, but you're saying they need help all over the field. Like,
and I don't want to speak for Vontae, but I think that's why
they need help all over the field
used.
Now. You know why? Because the playoffs are starting and you're going to play good teams.
Now,
I get it.
The good
that's
teams
the way fans are.
No, I'm not signing. I'm neutral. I'm just telling you how I feel about them trying to pull
you're
this
gonna
off.
You're going to give them a pass, essentially. And I think a lot of fans
Evan,
will.
Am I giving a pass? By saying the Niners have, no matter win or lose, they shock me, E.
The reality is they're the second largest underdog of the weekend. Not just
Way to play
guru.
It down the middle.
No, that's the reality.
Right,
you know, playing it down. I'm using facts,
three
which
points.
You just thrown to the wayside during this conversation.
3 points, 3.5 points.
4.5.
Okay.
It's the second biggest spread of the weekend. People do
fine.
Not think the Niners are going to
okay,
beat the
and
Eagles.
I
don't think they are either.
But just a minute ago you said
you're talking your stuff like they got to go
yeah.
win the game.
You were just
like they are the favorites.
They're not the favorites, but why? But you clowns want to give
hey,
up on them
that.
Because
now you do it too
you guys
much.
You guys talked a big game during the
nah.
regular season, and
not
now the playoffs
here, nah.
are coming, and you're like, well, this we can't beat them. And
how many
fine.
Superlatives have I come in on a Monday? And I won't even Evan. I won't even speak for him. Nobody said, oh. They're better than they got more talent. I was surprised all year that it kept up and it's still happening. Let me in the dance. Why are you coming for my identification?
The Niners. You just are, and it's fine.
I think you and the boss
not,
are being
I'm not,
unrealistic.
I'm not hard yeah, on the no. Niners. I'm like objective and talking like people would talk in other markets about this, about where this team is and what the capabilities are.
But why do I feel like you've moved the goalpost on if they lose, you can't in Niner Nation or whatever you could, Niner Empire, you can't take two steps back and say, oh, we forget what we got to do. With all we endured, and we know it's a lot, Steiny, 8 games missed from our quarterback, everybody's got a story, but the bottom line is the fact that they almost got the one seed
well,
and went to
thing.
Philly and lost, you kind of can't be mad.
I'm not saying
disappointed.
You can be mad.
I understand.
This is not about emotion. This is about you lose to Philly. Can we look at our team? Can we look at
okay.
our team realistically?
Before they get out of the airplane, headed to Philly. I need to do this because I think I haven't done a good job. They're not as good as the Philadelphia Eagles. This version of the team,
okay.
these players
you
that are going to get on this bird
that's a
and
pass.
Land it. Why? The,
it just
it's
is.
A factoid.
Listen,
am I wrong?
If the 49ers lose 21-20 and it's a dogfight, you know, that's
no,
one
and
thing.
And they're coaching
that's
errors
one
and
thing.
Fumbles. We're going to come in and talk about, oh, this dude did that and he did this. But
okay, so why are we even playing any sports games if – because one team, like,
no, I'm just to Evan's point on the spread.
If the 49ers win, if they win on Sunday, you know what it is? It's a little bit of an upset.
Yeah, well, okay,
that's
gotcha.
What it is. Okay. It's not impossible.
Right. I didn't use impossible.
Well, those are big. Right. You know, those are, you know, it's not like a one in a million shot.
But to be clear, Stani, because the energy is shocking me, because usually I have that. To be clear, you're now saying you expect Philly to win this game.
I am not saying that. What I'm saying is that I put a stipulation on it, which is if they lose this game to Philly in a fashion like they lost to Seattle, that's what I said. If they go in and it's a dogfight and they come out on the short end of the stick, that's a different story. Then I wouldn't say, well, they aren't a very good team, because they obviously hung with a really good team at the most important time of the year. But if you can't hang with two really good teams at the end of the year, and your only reason for losing the game is we had some injuries, then you're kidding yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Well, see, and I guess that's where I'm at, because that's what I've been whispering, sweet nothings, and still stand on Kyle, Coach of the Year, going into Saturday night. And that game did count, and they didn't have their best game. But the bottom line is, I'm understanding in totality how they are not whole. And one or two players make a difference in this
league.
I'll
tell you what if I could come up with stats that show that there's some playoff teams that had more injuries than the 49ers? Would that matter at all?
I would love to hear them.
Okay.
But couldn't you be honest without even doing that research with what what's made this season special is they've overcome.
Okay, fair. And they don't have Warner and they don't have Bosa.
Like, so just think about that.
That's fine. But then all season long, when they're winning against the Dreck, don't tell me it's a great defense and Sal is doing this and Sal is doing that. And then when we get a big boy, well, Warner and Bosa aren't here. Like, that's all I'm kind of talking
See,
about.
See, and I half agree with you, but I don't think people were coming in here. And I don't want to speak for our comrades, Willard, Dibbs. Nobody ever came in and said, oh, this defense is great.
No.
It was we were all just, you know, mollywopped by the fact that they've, you know, he had him in position to, but I guess you were fixated on who they were playing.
What about this?
Because you've been scheduled.
What about this? So, okay, the defense is the defense. Whatever. They have every excuse in the book. Okay.
No doubt.
If Pearsall and Trent Williams play this upcoming week and they score 10 points, like,
now,
what are you talking about with Kyle Shanahan? He has all his weapons.
Yeah.
He's got his whole team in front of him. He's got his Trent Williams, his Kittle, his Pearsall, his Jennings, his McCaffrey. And they can't score a lot of points. They can't generate. Why not? Oh, we need better players than those guys?
The ones who
we've been saying are just untouchable. Now they're not good enough. Like, we got to figure it out.
And on my bingo card, there is a reality to where the Philadelphia's great defense could bottle up and do something like Seattle did.
Okay. And then what would you say? Well, they didn't have IU.
This is how I know you won't come for me Monday, regardless of what happens. I'm already telling you, sir, even with Pearsall, they need more.
And that's what I mean about an excuse. That's an excuse, because we all know the Eagles receivers are better than the Niners. And I'm not saying if the Niners lose the game, they stink. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying if they get handled and their offense does not look good, then we have a real problem, because then we got to go back and look at these 40-point games
I have no problem with that.
That's all I'm saying.
And I'm wondering,
why are you making excuses for the offense is what I want to know. I get the defense.
And I'm going to say this.
You've had your starting quarterback back for six weeks.
Your left tackle and
your best receiver. This is the most important left tackle in the history of sports.
No, and I'm throwing Pearsall in there, Stani.
A second-year receiver. See, here's the other thing about Pearsall. Well, Pearsall didn't play. Pearsall doesn't play every other game.
It's getting scary.
That's very concerning. Part of your team is you have a receiver that you can't rely on.
It's very concerning.
So you're using that as an excuse, right?
I can if he plays, but moving forward, that's still something that needs to be addressed, because you can't play this game in, out,
exactly.
In.
I'm just saying.
And when you're in, it don't mean you're going for 200 yards either.
Okay, so because you are now in a position, you came into the season with Ayuk, Jennings in a mess.
Okay. Pearsall.
And now you're going into the playoffs. And let's just say Ricky Pearsall does, let's say Pearsall plays or doesn't play. Like, I don't understand what. Like, Ayuk's not coming back.
But you're easier to defend.
You won 12 games without him anyway.
But last time you were in the Super Bowls and you were Billy Badass, Donnie, you had the threat of Debo, Ayuk.
That's my point.
McCaffrey, okay, so and Kittle.
Fair. You're not expecting Kyle Shanahan to do Kyle Shanahan things.
But, Donnie, no, we're almost asking the impossible.
Guru, why? This is their whole team on offense. Pearsall's their number one. Jennings is their two. Kittle's their tight end. McCaffrey's their running back. Purdy's their quarterback. Okay, yeah, Trent. Well, first of all, Trent's 38. So who would have expected him to play 20 games? Pearsall's injury prone. It just so happens the game's coming up. They may not play. But if they play, you're full.
All right,
you're totally whole.
I got
on
you.
Offense.
Let's play a game of defense. When you're going up against a defense like Seattle and like Philly, you need more than just a running back and tight end.
See, this is what I mean,
think
Goo.
That's what the Niners are going to
Philly. I thought they had a dynamic offense when they were scoring 42 and 45 and 37. We talked about Purdy. Oh, Purdy, no quarterback, has 10 touchdowns in two games. It's great. Incredible.
Right.
But now, if they get stifled in Philly, well, we didn't have Pearsall.
No,
or Ayuk. I'm out on that. That one I'm out on. You were good enough to win 12 games, right?
But listening to you, the reason you were good enough to win 12 games is a lot of it, and I listened, was because who you played.
Well,
you
let's
played
see
some
if they're a good team or not.
Right.
This game's going to determine that, to me.
But But you're asking me that question because I'm already giving you my answer that they need to add on the offense as well before
we
find out.
Why didn't you say this as they were moving to 12-5?
And this is what hurts. I've said it ad nauseum that, hey, this looks good. When I was trying to fight the fight about you saying they ain't playing nobody,
Here's what I'm hearing.
Tell me.
Here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you say, Ricky Pearsall,
it's an enigma.
Yeah, he's going to be an enigma if he gets shut down next week, is what I'm saying. But, like, he missed half the season. You won 12 games. But guess what? Guess what you get to do if you're the Niners? If he doesn't play Sunday, you get to blame it on one wide receiver.
Well,
it doesn't make sense.
Why are you fixated in the boss? I'm going to throw him in here. Why are you guys so fixated on the blame? Whatever happens in Philly, if they lose, right. We're going to watch the game and see how it plays out.
Right.
But I think
five excuses.
I'm going.
If they lose this game, it's because Trey was coming off an injury. Yes, of course it will be.
Excuses have nothing to do with the outcome of the
outcome,
what's going to come out of people's mouth. The bottom line is, the bottom line is they pulled an upset and beat an Eagle team.
That's right.
And one of the characteristics and traits and why Kyle Shanahan is probably having his best coaching year.
Until he loses on Sunday, right?
Stiney, the fact that this team is where they're at
It's so funny. You want Kyle Shanahan to get all this credit for a terrible schedule. Then they'll play two good teams. And if they get shut down, they get shut down. And then, what was Kyle supposed to do? All right. Guess what? You played Seattle, and now you're going into the playoffs. You're playing better teams. Like, guess what?
But you beat Seattle with the Rams.
Tennessee's not on the schedule.
But I can't bring that up because you said that was too long ago.
You can bring it up.
But I did earlier, and you're like, and I got you. It was week one.
That's because I'm trying to present an argument from both sides and say that you can say, hey, we went 4-4 against playoff teams, or you can look at, this is what I mean about lists and definitive lists. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
So the hell with Harry!
You need to go to Kaiser and do something in a cup.
Yay!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah, we got a big one coming up Sunday.
1:30, baby.
Philly, 1:30.
The playoffs start Saturday. I'm watching. I'm locked in.
Let me guess. Houston?
No, they play Monday night, finally.
Houston doesn't play on a Saturday?
That's been their spot.
Wow.
Hey, Stoney, sometimes we're misunderstood, and you're like vodka right now because you're so absolute in regard to one thing meaning this.
Sure.
Let me just read a couple things that were written to us.
Four.
Give it to
me. Hey, guys, there should be a middle ground here. The Niners were a good team, but the bad defense held them back. That's like, okay, go
ahead. Evan did that, not me.
I got it, but I get that. And then this one.
Yeah.
This is the person I'm talking to. Hey, Goo. Why are you talking like the Niners have already lost? Quit with the bad mojo.
That's kind of the
hurts
way
me.
That's kind of
I'm giving the Niners a chance in this game.
And that was kind of my feeling coming in today.
You said to us, you and the boss talked about the after. Shout out Dr. Dre.
Goo.
The aftermath.
No, Goo.
Passes.
Right. But Goo,
let's
Goo,
watch
Goo, Goo,
the
Goo,
game.
What was the first thing you said when I came in? I said I seen a video where
Bonte used it possible.
Right. And, but, like, stop. Like, can't people want to look at this like it's Chaminade versus Virginia. It is, and you know what? If that's the way you're going to look at it and they lose,
well to be
keep
fair,
thinking it's all injuries.
Defensively, to try to take down on a good day this Eagle offense, aren't you asking what's left of your defense? Aren't you Chaminade?
Let me be clear. And I have to make this distinction because I think it's important. 49ers got handled last week by Seattle. Where I came out today is if they get handled like they did on Sunday, like they did against Seattle.
Offensively.
That's all I care about
now.
Right. Like, then I do think we've got bigger problems on that side of the ball, and we've got to start.
What
really
if I'm telling you I already am there with you? Like,
okay, so
you
then
think
you
need to see this thing
so
in Philly.
Right,
I'm
they've
already
done
there.
Enough already,
no,
then.
You never have done enough.
That's what you're saying, though. No. We know that the Eagles are better. We know that it would
on
be a
paper.
Little bit of an upset.
Right.
That's all it would be.
And it's apparent now, regardless if Pearsall plays or not, that his availability is a concern.
Okay.
On the back of losing Ayuk and not replacing him.
My point
Jennings,
is,
we love
if
him.
If Pearsall
he's
doesn't
not,
play Sunday, you're not really going to say, well, they didn't have Pearsall if they lose like they did to the Seahawks.
No, I'm going to start thinking about life after Ricky. Like, you got to... Like, that wasn't on their ledger to where they had to feel like they were going to have we got to get some receivers
when
in
you
here.
Take, when everybody was talking about the possibility of winning three straight or, you know, two games at Levi and going to the Super Bowl, you know, three.
But the math was
6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
6 weeks from now is like the Super Bowl. Okay. Or a few weeks ago. So the Niners are rolling, they're rolling, and now they're 10-5 or 10-4, whatever it is, and we're saying we could get the number one seed. We could run the table, boom, boom, boom. Like, does it enter your mind there that, well, we got to keep into account our number one receiver does only play once every other game,
right.
And that's who we are. We have a receiver that's played 10 out of 18 games. We still won 12. All I'm asking is you got to be competitive in this game. If they get beat, you know, 2017, and you know, you can tell when a team is gritty and a team is together. And that's the other thing I think they have going for them. If they can stick around in this game, like I like their mental toughness more than Philly's.
Mm. No,
I'm not saying that's going to win them the game. I'm just saying.
And the world, I know you don't care right now because we're talking and we're in the Bay, but the world is questioning Philly's toughness. So that's something they got to deal with. But I think that does play to the Niners' advantage until we see the Eagles' defense feel like, you know what? They don't scare us. It's McCaffrey, Kittle. We know where they're going to be at. And that's what Seattle did. And Stoney, real quick here. I watched that game again. How Seattle didn't have 30 points, I have no idea. But yet, it was what it was. You lost by 10, but they had chunk plays galore. How they didn't have 30,
but
neither here nor there, they lost. But now I'm like, will Philly cash in those chips if they get those chances? And hopefully they don't.
But this is where I make a distinction. And if the 49ers lose 30-27, I think we'll all understand why. Okay? That's not a problem. We know the defense has some built-in challenges.
But offensively, you feel
challenges.
Like you...
Hell yes!
But I still feel like
why?
They got...
Why? Because we don't have IU.
No.
We haven't had IU
like
for a year and a half, and we're still
labs,
talking
Donnie,
about him. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
They haven't had IU for, what?
Gotcha.
20, almost 30 games now.
But he's going to have to be replaced, and that time's coming fast.
But my point is, as we thought this team was really good and could compete with anybody, they didn't have Ayuk. Now they don't have him, and now they're shorthanded at every position. Let's go back to some calls.
Yeah,
people need to hear somebody other than me yelling into the mic.
I got a big ass.
Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland.
Smoothie.
What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man?
Hey, Happy New Year's, guys.
Yeah.
So, You were talking about, you know, it's funny. We were talking about trying to rate coaches and, you know, Sirianni particularly. And I'm thinking Sirianni was on his way out unless they won a Super Bowl. If they didn't win that Super Bowl, he was going to get fired.
Yeah.
So here he is, one Super Bowl, possibly two. I don't know. But I'm asking, you think Sirianni is a better coach than Mike Singletary was? Maybe he just was surrounded by better coaches?
I mean, like, I don't know, Big Smoothie. I'm just saying that 99% of football people will probably say Shanahan's a significantly better coach than Sirianni. Don't you think? Or better.
And I agree. Okay. But what I'm saying is Sirianni could end up with two Super Bowls.
I know. You're right.
It doesn't mean he's better. It just means he was in a better situation.
Correct. Who's got the coaching advantage?
John Harbaugh is a great coach.
Right.
He's just. I think the only reason why he got fired is because he took King Henry out that game and never put him back. And I think that was a problem. And I think that's the only reason why he got fired.
Hey, but Smoothie, real quick, let's not act like, and I like Kyle, let's not act like he hasn't had his chances to get his two. And Smoothie, I don't got to remind you, those games, he was up 10 in the fourth. You can give somebody a compliment and then also say something about it. And that's where Kyle's at, Stoney. So I don't look at Kyle like, oh, you know, he was a little engine that could. He had almost a perfected roster and they couldn't get it done.
All right, let's quick go to Evan. He's got some roster updates from the San Francisco 49ers. We'll keep you abreast of. Here you go.
Well, one roster update is Eric Kendricks, who did play last week. He's officially on the roster now, placed on IR officially. Tatum Bethune, Kaiser White was signed to the practice squad for the 49ers. And then a couple practice updates for you. Not slated to practice today, according to Kyle Shanahan. Trent Williams, Ricky Pearsall, D. Winters, Keon White. And then limited George Kittle, Yetur Gross-Matos, and Steiny's favorite, Luke Gifford.
Hi.
I mean, I couldn't pick him out of a police lineup.
What's the day where you're worried? Tomorrow? But you're not good enough.
This is where I do feel disrespected.
Because
you said, oh, what about Pearsall and
you just blew
Trent
past
Williams.
Them like they didn't mean
and
anything.
I said, goo, we're not going to know that till the weekend.
Mm. All right, I got you.
We're not going to know that till kickoff. We go to Filmo Mike.
Go ahead. That's our guy.
All right, let's go to Filmo Mike. Hey, Filmo, how you doing? Oh.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Y'all having a great...
Hey,
Mike, you got some action in sound.
Hey, buddy, how you doing, man?
Mike, motion.
I'm just hearing y'all talk, and y'all have... First of all, y'all banter is like... It's like gold, man. It's like y'all talking about...
vodka,
New Year's Eve.
Absolute.
Man, New Year's Eve. That's you guys are New Year's Eve every day from 10 to 2. No lie.
Cut that.
And then,
no.
Guru.
What's
guru,
up, baby?
Don't be salty, bro. Don't be salty, bro, because Evan and, Steiny and what's the name got good chemistry, bro. Evan and Bonte got good chemistry.
Oh, yeah, you heard that yesterday. I already knew that. Them are my dudes. I was having some fun. I never get salty. Those are my dudes.
Hey, you should have known they was going to click, bro. Yeah. They just nat. They
hey,
was just
Bonte
naturally.
Called me after the show. He goes, hey, a lot of people liked it. I was like, yeah, okay, I know that. You guys are special. I was having fun, baby.
To keep it real, with you, my sister got to go. I'm using her phone. I broke my phone.
Oh, that's who that was. We thought you was on a date, Mike. Okay, we heard her voice.
Oh, no, that's my sister.
Okay. So, tell her hello.
Malika, man. She do solo. She put me in. He said hello, Malika. But anyway, Sirianni, man, is a Mike McCarthy Jr., bro. Wow. He ain't no nobody finna pick up. They gonna pick up Sirianni based on his merits. He got a Super Bowl ring, and he gonna be Mike McCarthy Jr. Trust me on that. He ain't no coach. Hey, speak up, Guru. You know Shanahan out coaching, but Shanahan is good at also getting a good, a good assistance. When he has quality assistance, he usually does well. Also, I just want to let you guys know this, and I'm going to say two more things and I'm out. Winning the Super Bowl it comes with a lot of things. Most importantly, it comes with luck, right? Personnel, execution of the players, and coaching, ultimately. So it's just unfortunate that the Niners, you can go through each one of those scenarios and say, okay, well, they had the personnel, they had the coaching, they didn't have the luck. They had this, that, and the third, and they didn't have the personnel or something happened. So it's hard to win a Super Bowl. My last one is this. The Eagles are not impossible, bro. Like, I don't know.
No,
I
mean, they're not.
Like Steiny said, Vontae used the wrong word. It's a hard task. But we're set up because of what Steiny said, and he took my thunder. We lost that game. We played a playoff game. They rested last week.
Yeah.
So they not up to speed with where we're up to speed. And I'm going to let y'all go. Thank y'all, man. You doing a hell of a job, bro.
You the man. Thanks, man. I actually agree with that. It's set up for the Niners to get up in this game early if
the Philly things that we think are happening or I think are happening, partner, the Niners can win this game easy. We've seen Philly.
I don't
Philly.
Know about easy.
Okay. They can
but
win
I'm,
this
I'm
game.
I'm being a stickler for words today.
But
I'm
what
sorry.
If they're, what
I
if
apologize.
They're, no, you're all right. But what if they're together? And what if they're like, you know what? All that crap we heard and this and that. I mean, I can't on paper ignore Philly's talent, but that doesn't win games. But I'm not going to sit here in front. And we'll agree to disagree all day, every day. This Niner season still will be special, regardless to me, of what happens Sunday. And I'll leave that there, and you can react. You don't have all to. Right. We can move forward.
All right.
But so, I'm not going to sit here in front like, what, Kyle? Do you know how many coaches with this team, that they wouldn't even make the playoffs? I believe that.
All right, so I just said I'm fixated on words. If the 49ers go to Philly and lose 20-3 in somewhat similar fashion, would you? You're not still going to use the word special season, are you?
No, it would be disappointing. And you know
it
what
won't
would
be a failure. Yeah. It'll be. I think it would still.
But
be
it would
a darn
be symbolic, though. It would be symbolic, and I'd hate to do this. Your ass may lace them up and take a victory lap in the sense that. Even before the Niners went on that 40-point binge and were putting up numbers like that and Purdy was getting 10 touchdowns, the bottom line is they were winning games. But it would be a sour taste for your offense, the strongest part of your team, led by Mr. Should-Be MVP candidate McCaffrey. We see Kittle and Purdy, that two top-tier kind of defenses took you behind the woodshed. So if you're telling me to you – 30-27 changes that.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I,
or a, just you got to be competitive in this game, don't you? Listen, it's not like I'm just going to say people will be able to say that if Seattle and like I need like they only to me here's I guess this is what I'm saying they're only going to get the benefit of the doubt. From me, if they're offense significantly okay. more competitive right. than they were against Seattle, that's what I'm saying. If you go into Philly, another good team, and they kind of kick your butt.
But where you and I differ,
then maybe you got to look at this team and say, not only did they overachieve, and we acknowledge they overachieved, but they might not even be close to as good as we thought they were.
And Steiny, this is why I like seeing you. And I'm not whispering sweet nothings to you and Evan, but this is why I like doing what we do, coming in, rapping with you two. We don't always agree, us three. But the bottom line is, you've set your you've drawn your line in the sand to where, predicated on how the offense performs,
pretty much
how you'll say and what you say, which are your words, Monday.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, now I'm going somewhere else. Let me just get in the car, ride in the caddy.
Sure.
I'm telling you, the Niners off this not today, but their offseason, regardless of what transpires in Philly and wherever else, if they win, is major. They got some stuff to do. And that's all. I won't use the word scary, but Steiny, they got some major stuff to do. And maybe why I'm so energized on this is because Ricky Pearsall, in the middle of the night, dealing with the PCL, missed more games in a season than he did when he got shot before a season started. So I'm just telling you, the Aiyuk chickens coming home to roost, you never have enough talent.
Right. And like, I guess that's also what I find interesting
already.
What I also find interesting in a way is, so I don't care whose fault it was. Aiyuk,
right.
He ain't on your team because you guys.
It's a Kuminga thing.
Because Aiyuk and the team.
It's a Kuminga thing.
Couldn't get it together.
Yes.
Okay. And then.
Shame on everybody.
And then your so-called guy you drafted in the first round can't stay on the field. Now, okay, so now we're going to go in to the and say, well, I mean, they didn't have the receivers on offense, so we got to get more weapons. Okay, now I'm going to say, hey, Lynch and Shanahan, why do we have Aiyuk and our number one can't stay on the field?
I had a conversation. I really want your thoughts on this. I had a conversation with myself Saturday. On the 3rd and 17, the Seattle converted, and Lynch was in the box throwing his hand, you know, like, what's going on? Steiny, my first reaction was, you put those dudes out there. Then I said, Daryl, it wasn't goo. Daryl, what if Warner or Bosa had been out there?
No way they get that. Okay. No chance they get
so
17.
So then I took that energy away from going at Lynch. But you are right. What word am I, Steiny, what phrase am I looking for? They've made their own bed, but this is a result. They started this season, we're going to have Aiyuk and Ricky, and we're going to be electric, even though you kind of may do. But you can't tell me now against Philly and the Seattles of the world this is when you miss them.
I guess that's what I'm saying. Warner and Bosa, yes. The defense gets the benefit of the doubt. But when we're talking about Trent Williams, Pearsall, and Aiyuk.
But why?
Because the 49ers, like, injuries happen. You got bad luck on defense. Nothing you can do about it, and it's going to end up hurting you at some point, probably. Offensively, why don't we have receivers? Well, because we couldn't get along with that guy. And because we drafted a guy in the first round who hasn't been able to stay on the field.
That's more than fair.
And I get it. We're going to say, well, Steiny, they couldn't win without those, you know, with those kind of receivers. And I'll probably say, yeah, you're probably right after watching that game. But is there no accountability for why they went into that?
No,
that's why, to me, like, Bosa and Warner got hurt. They just got hurt. It happens. But their offense is a little bit different because of those two guys.
Yeah.
Let's take a guy who wants to say I'm wrong.
Okay.
Beans in San Francisco.
Beanie.
What's going on, man? Thanks for hanging in. And I just want to let you know. It says, Steiny, you're wrong, but I said, let's take it anyway.
I appreciate that, man. Sure. Hey, you got that one right. But look, what team this weekend, if they get cracked, is not going to have narratives and problems heading into the offseason? Like, even the Seahawks, if Darnold doesn't play good next week, they've got a Darnold problem. The Eagles are 3-3 against playoff teams this year. Look at the Jags schedule and who they've beat over the last 7 weeks.
Right.
There's not, aside from maybe the Bears and the Panthers, like, if they no-show this weekend, is in a good spot, and who won't be excited if we beat the Eagles by 14? So I just don't understand, like, Why focus on this with the Niners? This is just the universal truth that you're talking about. Well, that if you don't show up in the first round of the playoffs, you have problems.
Yeah,
so he doesn't want to hear excuses.
Honest to God,
Beans.
Don't want to hear excuses. Honest to God, Beans. The big reason is because we're in San Francisco. I mean, this is the team. This is the team we talk about. But I also do think because the context of the game's important. I think coming off the Seattle game, was that an outlier offensively, or do we have two games in a row where we look at our offense and say, geez, I thought that this was supposed to be our strength?
I understand it's a San Francisco thing. We're in San Francisco, so that's who we talk about. But any team, you can find something to tie a loss this weekend back to that was a red flag or a problem earlier in the season.
That's
to
fair.
To me, it's like talking about if the sky is blue. And it's like, that's just my two cents.
That's fair.
But Beans, real that's quick fair. Before you go,
every
and I hear
team's
you.
Yeah, radio I stations Beans. This week are talking about the strengths and the weaknesses and where they might go from here or there. So go, I'm sorry.
And Beans, I'm not giving out scholarships, but some people say I'm making excuses. But the fact that Ricky Pearsall has been in and out and was out this last game, Steiny makes it seem like I'm saying he's Jerry Rice. But do you understand or meet me halfway to this offense? His impact has been there when he's available. So when he's not, I expect the offense not to be as prolific as it had been when he's there. That's all my point. Do you understand that?
100%. He's their wide receiver one or two. I think it's in the margin. I don't think if they get pummeled, it's a Ricky Pearsall wasn't their thing. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's going to make an impact, but I hear you. And good luck. Go Niners, baby.
Good stuff, Beans. Hey, appreciate the call. Seriously. It's a good call. He's right. He's right about that. Although they're probably, what are they saying in Dallas?
They don't have a game.
I know, but they still talk about the Cowboys.
If they didn't
talk about the Cowboys when they didn't play.
First time in 22 years they hadn't made the playoffs two consecutive years.
All right.
Wow.
Now, we got to go, but all right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get into some Warriors on the other side.
Tonight.
We'll see. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
You guys are New Year's Eve every day from 10 to 7.